From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, January 6th. More information about the suspected Bidwell Mansion arsonist will be released at a press conference today in Oroville. NSPR's Eric Adams has more about the suspect's arrest.
Kevin Alexander Carlson was arrested in Chico after leaving his home on Thursday, according to the Butte County District Attorney's Office. District Attorney Mike Ramsey says Carlson used an accelerant to help the fire spread, which exacerbates his potential charges.
What we're looking at is charges of intentional arson with an enhancement, that arson being caused or being used by an accelerant. So that carries a base term of up to 6 years, plus the enhancement is an additional up to 5 years.
The suspect was arrested after a judge signed a warrant for his arrest. He will be held without bail. Ramsey says he expects more information will be provided at a press conference to be held in Oroville sometime after Carlson's arraignment this afternoon. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, egg prices are rising across California as bird flu impacts poultry production. As NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports, the North State is also seeing shortage of eggs at the grocery store.
As shoppers mingle about crowded aisles, new signs cover nearly empty refrigerator doors. Egg shortage. In stores like Winco Foods in Chico, the posted signs tell customers that the ongoing impact of the highly pathogenic avian influenza on poultry populations has driven up the price of eggs. The cheapest carton on the shelf is now over $6. Grocery stores across the state are seeing similar jumps in pricing and empty shelves as more flocks are impacted by the virus. The United States Department of Agriculture reports more than 8 million birds have been sickened in California alone during this most recent outbreak. In the North State, Butte County Public Health reported last week that bird flu was detected in 70 birds that were part of a backyard flock for non-commercial use. The department says that the threat to the general public's health is low, but backyard farmers and those in close contact with livestock should take precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And California health officials are encouraging people to get vaccinated amid a rise of whooping cough. The State Department of Public Health says more than 2,000 cases of whooping cough, or pertussis, were reported statewide between January and October of last year. That's up from just 400 cases reported during the same time range in 2023. Last year's cases also included 62 infants under 4 months old who had to be hospitalized and one baby who died from the disease. Infants are especially vulnerable to whooping cough. CDPH is recommending that all people stay up to date with their tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, or Tdap vaccinations. It's especially recommended for people who are between 27 and 36 weeks pregnant, and family members or caregivers of infants. Additionally, the U.S. Forest Service is looking to hire wildland firefighters in the North State. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The positions are for the Region 5 National Forests, which include Klamath, Lassen, Modoc, and Shasta Trinity National Forests. The Forest Service is holding a webinar this afternoon where participants can hear from current wildland firefighters about the job. There will also be in-person hiring events at Shasta College on January 17th and 18th. Applicants will need to pass a drug test and may be asked to take a physical fitness test. The base pay of a wildland firefighter is listed at around $35,000 to $45,000 a year. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
And finally, California's snowpack is above average according to the first snow survey of the season conducted this week. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has more on what this means for the North State.
According to the California Department of Water Resources, the survey found that snow levels across the state are 108% of average for this time of year. In the North State, the DWR reports Lake Shasta has risen 40 feet since November. This week, it was reported to be filled nearly 130% of average for this time of year. The DWR reports California has seen extreme weather patterns in recent years with very hot and dry summers, partnered with very wet winters. This year was no different, it says. There is a possibility of winter dry spells between now and April, which is the end of the snowy season. That could impact the water supply. In 2022, the DWR says a record wet winter was quickly erased by a very dry January and February, leading to drought conditions by spring. In preparation for these potential extreme weather conditions, the DWR says it's investing in climate resilience projects like floodplain improvements, groundwater recharge, and flood infrastructure to capture water. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And those were your headlines for Monday, January 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.